Yeah, it's funny. I was just talking to Caddy Kim. It's weird. You have to do two things to get into the conference, which I think is strange. The video and then the audio. But
Ah,
good
okay.
to see you. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. I'm really excited about today. It's going to be an interesting webinar. We're going to be talking about the law of polarity, which works hand in hand with the law of attraction. That'll be our mindset piece today. But first, I want to start with an exercise as per usual. So I'm getting my timer out here. Get your pens and papers ready. For those of you present and those of you listening who are playing the recording here, do actually do this, all right? So what I'd like you to do first is make a list of everything you want in your business. And every single thing you want, and write as fast as you can. I'm going to give you 2 minutes to do that. Starting now. Okay, 30 more seconds. Okay, so did everybody get a bunch of stuff down there? Okay, so we're going to move right into the next part. What I'd like you to do now, and I think this should take less time, so I'm only going to give you a minute. Just pick the three things off of that list that you want the most. Okay, wait a minute, and that would be starting now. Thirty more seconds. Okay. See, I hope that doesn't come out on the recording. All participants are muted. All participants are unmuted. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just checking in. You're still with me, everybody? You're on point with this? Good. So now we're going to go into the more creative part of this, where I really want you to let fly and not censor anything. I want you to pick one of the three things you identified that you want in your business. And I want you to write 10 ways that you can get them, at least 10 ways. So, oh my God, I'm going to mute everybody because something's going on in somebody's background here. Hold on a minute. Okay, so pick one of those things and just start writing. I'm going to mute you, Caddy. Okay, because for some reason you're not muted. I don't know why. Yeah, leave yourselves muted for now. Let's go for the 10 ways, at least 10 ways, you can obtain the first thing on your list, starting now.
Rati?
Yeah, Kim.
I'm sorry. I had a phone call from my kid.
Oh, no!
It's done now.
We're going to reboot. We're going to do that. We'll start over, okay? I'm going to reset. And you can keep writing, Caddy, but I'll give you another go at it, Kim. You're going to take one of the things you really want,
okay,
and just start writing all the different ways you could get it.
Okay.
Okay. Go. Have 30 more seconds. Write fast. Okay, and we're going to move straight into the next thing on your list. Take a minute and write down at least 10 ways that you can make it happen. Starting now. Get 20 more seconds. All right. So now I'm curious to know how that was for you. Any reactions? Any discoveries? Just shout it on out. There's only a few of us here, so.
I find it challenging to sort of spit out 10 things.
Yeah. What did you come? Did you come up with some?
I did come up with some.
Okay.
It's almost as if I have to.
I love the bird sounds in the background, Kim. I just can't hear you too well. So could you talk a little
bit? Oh, bird? Well, what is the birch? I'm not at home.
But oh, maybe it's Caddy. I'm hearing birds. But anyway.
Oh yeah, I think they're behind me.
That's okay. I just do it. All right. Well, yeah. So just tell me a little bit what you did. What did you find? What did you discover, if anything? I know it's not.
There were a couple of surprises.
Oh, good.
I wouldn't have put on the list.
Mm-hmm.
The first time around, so that was good.
Okay.
There's some things I'm already working on, trying to get happening. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do this exercise because it's a lead into the law of polarity and what I wanted to talk about. And I like to do these things, you know, I love to do the time things because I think you come up with stuff that way that you might not have thought of. Sometimes you come with absolutely inane, stupid ideas, but I think behind those very often is something that could be valuable. So without further ado, then, I want to move on to the handout. Changing the screen here so that we can apply changes. You can actually see what it is. Do you see that, the handout? Did I do that right?
Yep.
Good. Yay me. Okay. Law of polarity. The law of polarity is, you cannot have a desire that the supply isn't there to fill. And I find that interesting. I'd never heard of it before I started working with the coach I'm with now. It's predicated on the universe being, you know, sometimes people get religious and say the universe is good and kind. I don't know about that, but I think the universe is non-judgmental and objective. And objectively generous, so that if you come up with something, there's a way to get it. And so everything, the conclusion to be drawn there, I believe, is that everything is close at hand or already present. You just have to see it. And the law of polarity works hand in hand with the law of attraction. And the law of attraction, as I define it, is what you pay attention to grows. For example, the law of polarity, you want money. You know the money's out there somewhere. Maybe it's right under your nose. The law of attraction, here's your choice. You can either focus on how little money you have, how hard it is to get, and basically that's your focus. You're going to get more of that. You're not going to come up with any ideas. You're going to come up with more stress. Or you can choose to focus on a question such as, how can I get more money? When you ask a question like that, you're open to receiving the answers. All right? That's what you're putting out to the world. How can I get more money? It's a spirit of exploration and receptivity. So I kind of like that. I kind of like the idea of when you find yourself stressed out, pausing and asking yourself, oh, okay, so what's the question I need to ask in order to shift my focus to attracting what I want? Thoughts, shares, any reactions to that?
Well,
go for it,
Caddy.
Okay.
Oh, I just thought it was interesting that this is sort of something I've written down seeking today anyway. And my journaling was exactly kind of how to stop myself from just manically moving forward. And that's an excellent question. Interestingly, stop and ask yourself, what's the question I need to ask myself?
So when I'm curious about this manically moving forward. What are you paying attention to when you're, as you describe manically moving forward?
Uh, it's usually just whatever the next requirement is.
Uh-huh. So it's
demand
not
just on me and my time.
Okay, the next demand. That's interesting use of words. The next demand, as though, you know, you know, there's somebody behind you. I have the image of somebody with a bullwhip behind you almost.
Yes. The not next, an incorrect image in how it's been of late,
Yes, because it's a demand. And so if and it also precludes, in my mind, the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find yourself, how did you put it exactly again? You said something like what is the energy?
Manically
moving through your day. And so you're feeling that sense of demand driving you. What's the question you can ask to put your focus on what it is you want in a larger sense?
The one I wrote down was selecting importance to an importance level to any given action item in the moment. So being able to actively choose who and what's important and like food.
Uh-huh. So how important is this? Sounds like that's the question you want to ask when you find yourself driven. How important is this? Because I think that might help with the prioritizing and with the urgency around what it is. And you may find that certain things can be deferred while you take care of yourself, for instance.
Yeah. And that's a very simple one to hang on to.
Yeah.
In the moment of like, just stop, how important is this? When something new flies at me, instead of just shoving it into the schedule and going.
Right. Without questioning, how does this fit into, what were your three things that you want more of in your business?
Number one is power over my life.
Mm-hmm. How interesting. Mm-hmm. So there's your question right there. How do I get more power over my life?
Right, and that bullwhip guy, calm him down, yeah.
Yeah, and what was the second thing?
Money, meaning the value of me and my services and my mind and my abilities.
Could you tell me a little more about that? Tell me a little more about that.
Value. Not giving away my services for free because I'm afraid to say I'm worth this much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and all of that includes negotiating better, billing people.
So when you have that impulse to under-earn because you don't want to piss someone off or whatever, what's a question you could ask yourself? Because that's what you're going to attract is being pissed at yourself, first of all. What's a question you can ask yourself?
Hmm. No, I don't have my brain. I don't have a response. What could I ask it myself?
You know, because you want to make more money, and I think you very correctly have identified that you're not making as much money as you want has to do with not asking for it.
Yeah, I'm so not in the habit of asking myself these questions that it is like I'm
completely
blank.
That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah, to formulate a question out of this. But this, honestly, has been the most enlightening. Is how not natural it is for me to do this, which is the smartest and most effective thing to do.
Okay.
Okay, so how do I have it?
Yeah, what would be a question you ask yourself when, you know, someone asks me, okay, so what do you charge? And you're about to say, oh, well, I don't know, first of all, you can always say, let me think about that, okay, Catty? You don't have to answer in the moment, I think, right? But second of all, I think something happens to you when someone asks that question.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to you?
It, the immediate assumption that they're going to be offended by any high number that comes out of my mouth. So I defer. Now I negotiate myself down before I've said.
So you're paying attention to. So you're paying attention to protecting yourself, it sounds like. You're paying attention to not offending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe the question is simply, what do I need to think about? What do I need to pay attention to right now? I'm suggesting that. You will probably come up with better questions than that.
A good start there.
But this is a pattern disrupt to begin with. It's new. Like you said, it's a new habit.
And honestly, what? The sarcastic side of my brain just said, too, ask yourself, what could I say right now that would completely offend them?
Yes, that's interesting.
In the sense that it snaps and makes me laugh in my own head because it's so outrageous.
I'd be curious to know what kind of answer that would be.
$1 million, I guess, you know, like.
Well, you know, that's moving in the right direction. It might be a little high, but maybe, yeah, what am I afraid to ask for? What number do I want?
Yeah. So there you go. What number do I want?
Yeah.
And sometimes need.
Yes. And the challenge there is, I think there's some value to what you said about that impulse to offend, because it seems that there's a belief there that if you ask for what you want, it will offend someone.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
So I think catching that and then changing to the question to, what do I want to charge? What do I want to charge, no matter what?
Yes.
So cool. Very cool. So, Kim, I want to check in with you and get, how are you, what's going on with you over there and your thoughts about this process?
Well, I think the process is similar for me as it is for Kathy. And the whole struggle to prioritize is one that I've really been trying to take on this year. And I mean, because otherwise, I mean, the way I experience it is just I'm always putting out fires.
You sound very much alike, yes.
Because it is. It's like everything's an emergency. Everything has to be dealt with now. And I'm always I'm always aware that I'm trying to clear the deck of all these stupid fires, and then I can finally concentrate on what's important.
So you're trying not to get burned. That's where you're going, sounds like.
I guess that's what.
So what's on your list?
Well, the first thing I put down was making $5,000 a month.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's not outrageous. And
no.
I should be able to figure out how to do that. I know.
So how can I make $5,000 a month?
Right. That's the question. Exactly.
What did you come up with by way of answers?
Well, there were a couple of things. Ongoing women's presentation coaching circles with multiple corporate clients and paid webinars, ongoing training sessions for Shift POV, customer service training packages.
And how much of what you're doing every day is moving you towards those, those strategies?
Well, quite a lot, actually.
Oh, good.
I have been really trying to expand and deepen my networking habits.
Right.
And I've been meeting with a lot of people one-on-one. Some of them for Shift, some of them for the presentation coaching, and some of them for the playback classes.
Right.
So I've been spending quite a lot of time doing that and
getting
those things.
Yeah.
But for me, it's more yes, it's the struggle of what to charge.
So what comes up for you in that struggle?
I guess similar stuff. It's like, I feel like when they want to know what I charge them, they've got some figure in their head that they don't want to tell me.
So that's like, a story you're telling, and that may be true, but in a way, it's none of your business, you know?
Right. You know, it's like, but I feel like if I guess wrong, that I'll be out of the running.
So if you guess wrong, you'll be okay.
I've tried to second guess my process around that.
Okay. Well, what would happen if you guess wrong and you're out of the running because you asked for what you need to charge?
Right. Well, I try to dismantle the assumption that I have.
Yeah.
That they don't have the money available.
Right. You don't know what their that's their priority and their issues.
And so then it's like I know that what I'm doing is valuable.
Yeah.
I cue into successful engagements that I've had. And how
well, you know, it sounds a little like you're continually trying to validate yourself and validate your service when it's valid already. You know, it's just valid. That's a given.
Right.
And I wonder if for the purposes of what I'm talking about today, playing around with the law of polarity and the law of attraction, it might be better that when you find yourself scurrying around internally trying to show why you're worth what you want, because what you're focusing on, I think, is that you're not worthy a little bit. The question to ask there, right, again, it's the pattern disrupt. Stop and ask, what do I want?
Right.
I think keeping these desires front and center, I think, for both of you, for everybody, is very important. You know, I've got this, I don't know if you saw my newsletter, but I've started to promote this tool that I've been using called the Self Journal, S-E-L-F. And the reason I love it. Yeah, go ahead, Kim. What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask you about that because I saw it in your post. So
yes, yes. Well, you know, I'm full disclosure, I actually have a little skin in that game because, as I said in my newsletter, I'm so excited about it that I decided I'm going to find out if I can become an affiliate because I'm going to start using it with my clients just as I am today. So they should appreciate me for that, and so I have. So please use the link in the newsletter, but I digress. What I love about it is that it keeps your big goals in front of you every day. That's one of the things I love about it. One of the things you do is you put your targets for the day in every day. You're filling it out. And you have your three goals for the quarter in front of you all the time. And you have a place to assess whether the actions you have actually taken are relevant to what it is you want to get. Mm-hmm. So it keeps everything you need to have in front of you in front of you. You know, because I think not seeing the forest for the trees is a problem many, many people have. I mean, certainly people with ADHD, it's an executive function thing. Nothing exists except what I feel right now and what's just right here in front of me.
Right. Yeah.
And the other thing I like about it is it complements digital scheduling and calendars, rather than being redundant. Because the sorts of things that you're putting and the way you're structuring your day by hand into this journal, which is a very different experience, are not the things that you're going to have space for on Google Calendar laid out the way you need them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I've been using it for the last month, and man, I've found it very transformative anyways, enough of the sales pitch. But really, I just find myself not falling through the cracks of my own, internal monologue as much. You know, I feel much more on point with what it is that I want to do. And I think that's the whole question. You want to keep what you want in front of you so that you can ask the right questions, so that you are attracting what you want, the answers that you need. Mm-hmm. And so I think with that, actually, you're starting to talk about the things you're doing in your business. I thought it might be good today to move on and just do a quick review of the marketplace routine we covered weeks ago, all right? I think, you know, just if this bears repeating for folks. These are the activities, no matter what, that you want to be repeating in your business. Whatever version of these makes sense for you, you want to have these going on. And the thing is, you're not going to necessarily see results overnight, but you want to see where you're at like 12, 13 weeks later with doing these things consistently, okay? Posting on social media Monday through Fridays, at least 3 times a week if you're just starting, or 5 times a week, which is what I've started doing. And you want to do newsletters at least 2x a month, or blog posts, right, that you drive people to through social media. Hopefully you're getting enough, you're doing enough asks so that you can have at least 1 sales conversation, audition, initial session a week, working your way up to 3 times a week. This is really, you know, challenging, but it's really important. Getting to some kind of networking event or meeting one time or 2 times a week. I was telling Gaddy, I went to this thing last night, and it was like diving into a mosh pit. It was this horrendous big networking thing in a bar that was hardly air conditioned, and people were crammed together holding their drinks over their heads, and I just wanted, oh man, I wanted to run the other way. But I went in there with a goal. I went in there, I said to myself, okay, my goal is I'm going to do 3 asks. I'm going to get at least 3 business cards, and I'm going to do at least 3 asks for consults.
Yeah.
And I walked away with that and more. And once I did, you know, I went in there with a partner, too. This is very important. So she told me what she was going there for, and I told her what I was going there for, and we got what we wanted. I got 2 consultations out of it. I did 4 asks. I got business cards. I grew my list. And she went in and got what she wanted, and then we fucking got the hell out of Dodge. And, you know, you look over your shoulder and realize the feeling that you have when you walk into a situation of it being a waste of time was just a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just doing the numbers, like I've been saying, that it's just a number. You're putting you're filling the form. Get to that event, speaking event, or a workshop, getting yourself out there. Obviously, that is what you do, Kim. You know, and I know, Caddy, for you, coming up with a way to get yourself in front of the people, right, through some kind of a speaking event, maybe, you know, a workshop, maybe hosting some kind of a party, you know, where you're going to give tips on organization. You know, you do it at your house, right? At least 1x a month, working up to 2x a month, and meeting with other people, working with other people, meeting with a referral partner or someone who's going to be a joint venture partner, whether in phone or in person or however, just doing that 1x a week also. That's going to keep you going in action. And I don't, you know, there's no way that you're not going to light a few fires, that some stuff isn't going to start happening. And online, the teleseminar, doing something once per quarter, once every 3 months, planning some sort of teleseminar that you work up to. That's called a launch, and that's something I can teach about in an upcoming session. You know, how do you build towards a teleseminar so that you're not the only one there? And even so, it's a valuable thing to have because you're going to record it. So that's my quick review Any questions, any remarks, any feedback? Because I know you've been doing this for a while now.
Okay, well, I'll go first, this is Kim. So I have been pretty consistent, at least over the last week. I took an instructional workshop on Twitter for how to utilize it, because I mean, it's one thing to sign up for all this stuff, but it's another to understand the strategy of how to utilize a particular platform like this. And so I find it a lot easier to learn when I'm just in a, you know, a class with like other humans.
Right.
And a teacher I can see. Like, old fashioned, I don't care.
But
so
it's also a way to meet people.
Well, that's right, exactly. And so she was very helpful, and she suggested that people actually go on Twitter and tweet away like twice a day, which is a bit much for me, but I could probably do once a day. So since that time, I have actually done it a couple of times a day on Twitter. And I'm thinking that I'm probably at least doing this social media stuff maybe 3 to 4 times a week.
Good.
The blog post thing and the newsletter, because I combine them, I've been doing that once a month, and I struggle to do it 2 times a month, but I think what I need to do is just not feel like I've got to have a real value-laden blog post. It doesn't have to be, you know, War and Peace.
Yeah, you can have an image, even.
It doesn't have to be real dense.
With a caption. It doesn't have to be. You're right, absolutely. I think if you can be, you can still give value. Volume does not equal value.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. So I'm going to work towards 2 times a month with that.
Excellent. And do you know about Hootsuite? H-O-O-T?
Yeah, you know, she was talking about Hootsuite, and I signed up.
Good. Because what you can do there, you know what that's for, right? What is
and time your posts and all of that.
Not only that, but you can post once and have it go out to Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter all at once.
Yeah, that's what I meant by linking. So
yeah, absolutely. I think that's important.
I have to look into that a little more comprehensively. I think I'm doing pretty good on these initial sessions, sales conversations. I'm doing 2 a week now.
Great. Wow, that's great.
I'm not so sure that I can do 1 a week, but I probably could if I got organized about it.
So what would have to change?
I'd have to be intentional about looking up what would be available that week and where I could go. You know, there are Toastmasters and things like that around town, and I could.
Yeah, right.
Chamber meetings, you know, I could do that kind of thing, too.
You could drop in on a crack of the ass of dawn BNI meeting.
Yes, I could do that, too.
We love those.
So, speaking of that workshop, well, I have a speaking event coming up next week, and then I have one in August.
Sure.
So it would be good to be able to, I need to schedule another demo for Shift. I'd love to be able to get one per month in place for that.
Yeah.
So.
Good goal. That's a good goal. So the question again is, how do I do that? That's the question. The wake up in the morning question. Which actually, you know, there's an interesting, I haven't really shared this one. This is a good tool, too. It's not a habit I've sustained, but once in a while I remind myself of it, especially when I'm putting something off I need to do. What are the three actions you can take before noon to bring in revenue? The idea of doing those things first, three things that are going to make money before noon, and you've won, you know?
So what does that look like?
Well, for me, it implies picking up the phone very often. I cheat a little bit. You know what I do? I look at my newsletter, my reports on my newsletter. I see who has opened my newsletter the most.
Okay.
And I call them. It's scary, but it's a strategy I'm very proud of, actually. But I do my three calls. You know, I do my three asks, you know, because that's a revenue generating activity. Right.
Your newsletter through.
I do MailChimp.
MailChimp. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to ask. Do you pay for that, or do you do the free one?
Well, I do now because I have automated activities. Like when people opt into my newsletter, they get a free gift. And so, in order to set that up through MailChimp, I think it's a $20 a month subscription. If you don't have something like that yet, it's free for up to, I'm not sure, 500 people or so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I don't know what meeting with a referral partner, JV partner, means.
Well, it's where you meet. Like last night, I met a gentleman who does a very interesting thing. He talks to people about budgeting for survival. Now, I'm not sure what I feel about him. He may be somebody, though, who, like with BNI, might be right for a client, you know? So we made an appointment to get together so that I can hear what he does, I can say what I do, I can ask him, how can I help you? And he can ask me, how can I help you? And we can, that's a referral partner, or a JV partner. A joint venture partner could be somebody who has a really big list, and you ask if you can be interviewed by them for their social media or their newsletter. Maybe they can plan an event with you, a telesummit or something, where the people who opt into that telesummit, you get their by opting in, you get their addresses so that you grow your list that way. And the other person is getting is they're providing another resource for their clientele, and they're also getting content because people have to keep coming up with content.
Right.
So there are a lot of different ways to work with other people. All right. And that's just a couple that I can think of off the top of my head. Yeah. But, I think we have a little time, and I wanted to touch on something because you talked about the social media, and there's so many things, that we do. I my dirty little secret is I don't do things alone anymore. I have help. And I wanted to talk a little about that today. So I'm going to shift over to a different frame now. If I can wait a minute now. I don't want the placeholder anymore. Oh, interesting. I know what's happening. Because this isn't, you probably can't see this. Do you see a staff chart on your screen?
Yeah.
You do?
No,
you see?
Not a staff chart, no.
No, not a staff chart. That's what I was concerned about. Let me see something. Let's try to share it because it's important. Stop screen sharing? Start screen sharing. What are you going to screen share? Okay, table. That's what I'm going to screen share. Thank you for allowing me to verbally process. Now do you see it? Do you see this table?
Yes, I see the table.
Good. I know it's a little small. I just blew it up. You see it better now?
It looks like the toolbar of a table.
That's right. That's what it looks like.
Okay, kind of.
It's not a table. It's a toolbar.
It's kind of, well, do you see you on top and then underneath virtual assistant, technology assistant, personal assistant?
No, it's just the toolbar of the table to adjust the formatting.
Oh, that's really annoying. Jeez. Wow, that's annoying. I'm going to try to open this. It's very wonky. I think I might have sent it out to you guys, but it's basically a staff chart where you want to, eventually you want to build towards having people help you. Let me stop the screen share for a second. Okay. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't cut you off. How wonderful. I was afraid I just disconnected the call or something. I'm going to open this if I can. Shut up, table. No, it's not going to. That's not how I can open it. Oh, geez. Sorry, folks. I'm just having a little trouble here getting what I want up on the screen, and I will in a minute. I thought I had it good to go, but you know what I had? I had Quick Look on there. So give me a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Here we go. All right. Okay.
That's black on my end.
Here you go. What do you see now?
Oh, there it is.
Yay! Sorry, everybody. Who should I have on my team? Now, I am using this. I stole it from my coach, who does a club similar to this called the Money Club. And so she has a few links here, obviously, for places you can find virtual assistants or other kinds of assistants. But I want to talk a little about how you know you're ready to hire an assistant, because I know it is a very scary thing. And whether or not you can afford an assistant has more to do with where you are in your business than how much you have in the bank, okay? So there very well may be a gap between where you are now and being able to afford an assistant. You may have to use a credit card for the first month. It can be very hard. But I guarantee you're going to start to earn the money back because of the time you create. So, for instance, if you're spending $400 a month on an assistant, you're responsible for bringing in at least $400 extra in revenue, right? But you're going to have the time now to do that. Even if you start out with somebody for 3 hours a week, it's an enormous difference. And the way you know you're ready to hire an assistant is if one of the following is happening to you. You've started to realize that you can't possibly work. You can't possibly stop working. You're working, it's 8:00, and you still can't stop working because there's so many little things, right, Kim, that you have to get done, and they're not getting done. That's a big red flag that you need an assistant. Another one is that you notice you're spending a lot more than an hour on little technical tasks that you don't know how to do. You're spending a long time learning how to do these little technical things, like posting on Facebook or whatever. Another sign is that you don't have time for revenue-generating activities because I don't know. Could you guys mute yourself while I go through this tirade, or I'll mute you because there's some background?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're finding that you're too busy filing business cards and getting organized, which is something someone else could easily do for you. Or you have kids, like I do, like Kim does, or a second job, and you can only work part-time hours. That's how you know you need an assistant. And it's an investment that needs to be made. Now, there are different kinds. There's virtual assistants, great for, full disclosure. I use a virtual assistant. She schedules all my posts for the week. I don't do that anymore. somebody with technical know-how, you know. I think an in-person assistant is the place to start, because that's the person who's going to come in once a week, and they're going to input all your business cards, right? They're going to help you do house chores. They're going to help you do things that just, you know, it's just distracting, right? You know, and I get a lot of people, for instance, through my alma mater, through NYU. And I've gotten some wonderful people through there. And they're like paid interns, right? I mean, you can get some very good people for $15 to $18 an hour. You don't have to go to, you know, a virtual assistant and pay $40 an hour, which is actually kind of standard. You can actually find good people. Yeah, it can be painful. I've had to go through a couple people. But in the end, you're going to move along so much faster. And I thought it was very important to talk about that today. I'm going to unmute you all now, and I'd love to hear your yes buts and any other questions you might have about this.
Well, I know.
You're unmuted.
Oh, I was muted too, talking.
Yeah. What was your thought? What are your thoughts on this, folks?
Well, I've been that person for the last 20 years.
I know. And you're damn good at it. I know that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So it's about, I'm not real good at delegating to other people.
But you sure know a lot about being delegated to and what works.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
and I feel like this is something that's very important to, for me right now in the snapshot of where I'm at. This is to the sideline.
Yeah.
But to keep a focus on it and not let it get out of you?
Yeah, I think it's very
so that at the right moment, it can be called in to support me.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing the things that earn the money and the things that are the all referred to as busy work,
right.
Although important.
Yeah.
Let someone else utilize their time. Yeah.
I think it would be good to start noticing the things that anybody else could do that you're spending too much time on, Caddy, and just if you can remember to
exactly, yes, exactly. Yeah. Just
keep a running list. Yeah, just notice those things, right? And you know, you can start out paying, you know, like two. If it's somebody who can work remotely, you know, or I mean, somebody who can come to you again 3 hours a week, that's $45 a week. I know it feels like a chunk, but then again, we spend that eating out and more. You know, when you think about it. But I think for you, it would be important to start noticing, especially since you have that guy with the bullwhip who pops up behind you, driving you towards things that are in everybody else's interest, to start noticing what are you doing that don't have anything to do with revenue creating, but have to be done. There are things that have to be done, but they are not directly related to creating revenue. Spending a lot of time building your own website is not directly related to creating revenue, for instance. And, you know, this chart, I think, is good because it shows you where to start. You know, I think you can start with a virtual assistant. I don't know that it's necessarily in order of appearance here. These are the three things I think we all need on a fairly regular basis. And then the on-call team members, you know, your lawyer, your bookkeeper, your accountant, your writer, if that's not your thing. Frankly, you know, even if it is, I've had to kind of, you know, handing that over to someone else sometimes. I have somebody transcribe talks for me sometimes, and then from that transcription, it makes it much easier for me to just write something, right? Graphic designer. So that's my introduction to having a team, and we all need a team. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, an artist entrepreneur, I don't care what you're doing, a personal organizer, and you want to be focused on the reason you're doing it, the things you care for, that you care about doing, and that are your strengths, you have to start thinking in terms of building a team, right? Any thoughts on that, Kim?
Well, I know that sometimes I can get lost in the piddly shit.
Yep.
You know, the inputting for the business cards and and I think it's kind of it feeds a part of me that feels like I need to be doing something, but it's pretty simple and mindless.
It's non-threatening, isn't it? It's a place to hide out.
And I can feel like I've accomplished something.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that this is really an Achilles heel for me.
It's right.
It's an accomplishment. Whether or not I'm actually making money, I still feel like I'm accomplishing something.
Well, that's why keeping the big goals in front of you every day is so important, because it keeps you honest.
Yeah, yeah. So
and then,
I know that I make use of a tech assistant from time to time. I make use of a graphic designer. I've actually had Sky do some work for me.
I was just thinking that. You have a built-in assistant. It's terrific.
Yeah, well, you know, an assistant with attitude.
But yeah, I know. You get what you pay for. What can I say?
Right.
Hey, in a pinch, you know.
I also know that she's got a lot of time on her hands this summer since coming back from France. So
right. Oh, wow. Can't wait to hear about that.
I know that there are these piddly shit things that I need done.
Yeah.
So I think that's the conversation that we're going to have.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I started getting my kid, Harper. He's, you know, he can get his working papers. He's going to be 14 next week, you know. And I actually got him to shoot a little video for me because I'm going to be doing this online media thing soon. And, you know, he does it begrudgingly, but if you dangle some ducats in front of them, they'll do the laundry, you know. That's, keeps them out of trouble and keeps you from wasting your time. I think that's great. You got kids, use them.
Child labor, bring it
there
back.
You go, right on. So I think that's
I just wanted to add into that too, though. I do not have kids, but I was a kid who was put into the workforce at the age of 6 licking envelopes.
Oh, good.
And never stopped, and it's a work ethic that I'm very proud of. I thank my mother for every year.
Yeah. Well, it's a work ethic that I thought I had as a kid. I had to actually cultivate it. I think, you know, everybody works. Everybody has to earn a living. I think that as a way of life doesn't mean you have to be doing shit you hate to make a living, but knowing that you have to make a living and feeling good about and feeling like asking for money is normal, I think that's very important.
Yes.
So. With that, we have next week should be a Q&A week. I'm considering, I want to see what's up because if it's, you know, it is the summer, it is a funny time. But if all goes as planned, yes, we're on for next week. And I will start out with an exercise. I think it's always good to jumpstart the Q&A with that. But be thinking about, you know, because that's a chance to really dig in with some longer in-depth coaching. Think about what you want to bring to the table next Wednesday.
Okay. Roxy, is there also, are we supposed to schedule some sort of one-on-one with you?
I don't know that you have yet, Kim. We're supposed to have an hour, and this is the beginning of the new cycle. So, yeah, I think you and I get to have an intensive.
Okay.
All right? So... go hit my calendar, right?
All right.
All right, it's lovely to see you all and everybody listening to this. Follow along, play it while you're doing the laundry, and do the exercises at the top. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.